In this episode, we are going to talk about how we can win in the pandemic and actually create value that nobody else is creating. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Soul Seeker Podcast. And this is your host, Robin Sharma. And today we are going to talk about a lot of things in a general way on, you know, how long we have come to this journey of pandemic and what had happened and what could have had happened. And also, like in this episode, we are also exploring a lot of things on politics, necessity, adventure, game, what is happening in the world, and also who are going to be the winners after the pandemic and who are going to be the losers. And also, like, I would give you as an individual a secret on how you can actually make money, because I think that would be one of the questions that a lot of people who might have lost a job and who might have not able to maybe, you know, run the business that they were doing, on how now they can survive and how they can, you know, sustain themselves and the family. And there's so many things that nobody has a clear answer of. So I'm trying to help those people who have that mindset that they want to do something, and, you know, and then maybe give you some tricks and tips which might be really, really helpful for you to kind of build what you want to build in this after this pandemic. So let's get into it. I hope you had a very amazing weekend, and, you know, like, I know a lot of things are still halted. I don't know where you are in the world, how you are. I hope you're all fine. We are still in the lockdown, and it's more than 60 days now. So it has become a part of your life, which is hard to believe, but it's true, because we have come such a long way. And I have to tell you, we are very resilient in terms of how we need to survive, regardless of what our conditions are. We somehow survive and we move forward, and we keep moving forward. And there's this huge void left in every human being, I feel. And it doesn't matter which country they belong from. One of the topics that we are going to cover would be politics. And the reason being is because that void comes from that political angle. You know, things that are going around the world, the politics that is going around the world, especially in India, USA, in Nepal, and in China, in Hong Kong, there's so many, you know, dimension and so many aspects to consider on things that are happening, and things are moving forward towards, the way I say is that it's actually exposing the reality to the people that there is a need of a huge transformation in our political, political career. For people who want to perceive that, and there's a huge transformation required on how we need to determine who are the right candidate for us to really be in the power, and to be able to not see in only in terms of the charisma or the way they talk, but to actually see their action and what they have done in the past and what they have built might be like the future of how we can do it. And maybe I thought that if there is a blockchain where we could put all the politician into it and we can trace. So if you want to become a politician, you have to become a public property, meaning that anybody can trace everything about you, where you are, what you're doing, whom you're talking to, what you're talking about, things like that. I guess as we give power to the public, as there's a huge power and responsibility that they have to withhold, if they are not going to be accountable, there's going to be a huge problem in politics and huge problem, especially in pandemic, because there's no way you can have a unanimous consensus on how we can move forward on things. And this creates a huge dilemma and big problem in moving forward with for a lot of people. So, you know, we incoming generation, that is for sure, and all we need, and it doesn't matter which country you're from, we need intelligent politicians. We need politicians who can understand, who have a sense of empathy inside them towards the people, and they really genuinely want to make a difference. So having a politician with an intelligence to evaluate what is best for the country, and also having empathy where they consider the main priority being the well-being of the citizen in their own country, and combine them in a way that that politician creates a lot of beautiful value than, you know, creating more chaos. And we can learn that from the example of USA versus Canada, them being the neighbors, like they being the country next to each other. The whole political decisions that are made in Canada over this pandemic and the kind of chaos that has been created by Trump over the period of time in USA clearly states that the responsibility of a leader has a huge role to define next 5 to 10 years of a country. And that is quite a interesting scenario, because if you really evaluate, like countries like New Zealand or Germany, leaders who were female were actually better in leading the country, because I feel like there's a reason why they might have been able to do that better, because they have this empathy which naturally comes to them, where they would be considering the health and well-being of the people first before the, you know, capitalist mentality of running the economy, and economy being the one of the most important factor of living life. So I guess trying to very clearly understand what really has value is something that we need to keep having discussion on, because I think that is something that we lack most of the time, because most of the people, they don't even understand the concept on how we can really transform the society, where we can eradicate it, where we can eradicate a lot of things like poverty, like, you know, like illiteracy, like, sorry, like there's so much of misinformation that is going around, and there's so much of transformation that is required in education. There's so much of transformation that is required in, you know, politics, and there's so much of transformation that is required on individual mental well-being. So I think our priority has to be towards that, and for us to not able to kind of comprehend the political level, which is the noisy level, I would say, in our particular life, because it doesn't matter which country you're from, every human being somehow is influenced by politics and what's going around them in policy level, and the kind of decisions that they make, it affects you directly or indirectly. And for us to not able to see that clearly creates a huge, you know, gap of what you can do as an individual, and then you question yourself whether you have that courage or have that gut to go and move forward and actually go and make that change. So in political level, you, me, and all of us, we have a huge responsibility of selecting the right candidate and creating that environment where we can evaluate those candidates very openly is going to be one of the most demanded feature, I believe, for the next generation which is coming forward, who is just relying on IT and believe there's so much of, you know, goodness in people and they can bring that out. So I would also move forward to talk to you about necessity, you know, like there is, I think after this pandemic, we all feel that there is a necessity of few things for us to really have it as a right. And one of the thing is universal basic income. And I genuinely believe that, you know, having the transformation in the society by the people in the power to take that step is going to be very vital for the next generation to understand that, you know, how a basic income can really transform people, really transform the family, and really transform the country. So, and also, like, I think the third dimension is the adventure, because I feel like there's so much of lack of this, how would I put it? There's so much of lack of real curiosity among people to understand things. They are happy where they are. So for you to become a winner, right, you have to come out of your comfort zone and look at the things more curiously, things that you don't understand, and trying to help yourself to literate towards it would be a great leap of, I would say, great leap of adventure. And like learning music, or learning how to code, learning how to photograph, or learning how to make a video, or learning how to be a YouTuber, or learning how to do podcast might be like, this is one of my journey, right? I'm learning how to do podcast through this, and I'm really grateful for people who are listening from all around the world, because it makes me believe that, you know, I can keep going on and I can help myself by actually helping others, and that is pretty awesome. So having that sense of adventure is pretty much important in after this pandemic, or in this pandemic, which will create a huge amount of benefit in your life over and comparatively to others. So the right now, I believe the fourth thing that you really need to understand, that it's all game. It's part of the game. Like, it's like you are part, you are in this big Mario game where you have a life of 70 years, and then you have like different levels, and this is a pandemic level. And if you create that mindset in your head that this is pandemic level, and now as a player, how do you play? So When you try to see yourself and see your life in a form of a game, it becomes really, really easy to kind of objectify what is important and what is not, and whether I should be crying about it or whether I should be really working hard to build something that nobody's actually thinking. So it's very important for you to think that, you know, life is game and this is the pandemic level. So I think you get the idea, like when you try to teach yourself every time when you're having a problem, it's just a game, let me play it right. I think you'll be able to kind of, you know, build this capabilities of making or saying things right. And the fifth thing you need to understand is that after this pandemic, right, one thing for sure, that is going to come around is a new order of life. There'll be a way, the way of life that we imagined before is not going to come around us for a very long time. So we might have to live in this new order. And in this new order, one thing that will really win the game is the internet, the information technology, you know, the connection, the social media, everything that is on internet is going to be a winner, because that is where most of the people's attention would be. So just imagine, you want to build a brand and you have no money, but you can build a Facebook and Instagram and start posting content towards it to build an audience for a whole year. After that, you launch a brand. So see things in a way that nobody else is seeing. But for sure, one thing that you know everybody is seeing is where their attention is. And their attention, most of them, is on internet. Either they are playing games or watching social media or YouTube or TikTok. All of this platforms, either you can consume or you can be the creator. So the one who is going to be the creator is going to win. So the new world that is coming around, for you to say that, oh, I don't have any experience, has no sense, because everybody is going to learn over the period of time, and you better do as well. So when I talk about all this, you know, five, like, say, dimension on how you can, you know, how things will look like, you get an idea of who is going to be the winner in this game and who is going to be the loser. So let me point you out in like three basic category on who's going to be the winner and who's going to be the loser. So I'll start with the winner. The one who is systematic, as in, because the information technology or the internet runs in 0 and 1. It is very simple. It's very binary. If you do this, this happens. If you do that, that happens. If you click on it, this thing happens. If you record this, this happens. You can't predict the outcome, but you can definitely predict the process, or you can definitely define the process. So for you to able to think in a very systematic way on how you want things to be is going to be a very key effort of you to really build something for yourself. So remember this, systematic thinking is the thinking that is going to win this new era after this pandemic. Second is innovative. So you have to be innovative regardless of which industry you are on. It doesn't matter if you're selling breads or sugar or, I don't know, a high-tech company. You have to be innovative to try to sell it and try to bring that connection in the internet. And it's going to be really hard for different products or different services, but eventually somebody will crack that and somebody will create a sense of, you know, a huge market that I see, which is not only your community or your country, but the whole world. So if you become an innovative person, and if you really think you have creative ideas, start jotting them down, you know, start talking them in your podcasts or in your blogs, and try to see if you can find people who are interested in what you're doing, and then build a team or a community who can help you to reach your goals. So innovative thinking and systematic thinking are two thinking processes that are going to be very valuable in this pandemic. So for you to really keep your mind on that, it's going to take a lot of effort. But you can start that, like I said, in mindfulness, or how you can be productive is by actually being systematic, keeping your room systematic. So it's all part of the process on how you want to think. You want to think systematically, you want to think innovatively, you want to think very, very artistically. It really doesn't matter. You just need to make a choice and move forward for that particular day. And you can choose to think in a different way the next day. It's all up to you, and nobody's putting any mark or nobody's rating you anyway. So don't be afraid to take that chance and, you know, move forward and make something out of it. And third one would be practical. So you have to think systematic, you have to think innovative, and you have to think practical. Practical in terms of what are the scenario in your community, how people are perceiving things, what they like, they don't like the Chinese product, then maybe you need to bring the parts of the Chinese product to assemble in your country, to build a product that you can say that is, you know, made in the country that you are selling in, which might add value without you putting much effort on, you know, building the whole process by yourself, which might cost you a lot of money. But for you to, you know, break down the pieces into parts, import them, and then, you know, find a way to put them together might not be such a difficult task. So for me to think, like, you need to think practical on what you can achieve within the 6 months or within the year, and then having that practical goal will actually make it very easy for you to analyze how far behind or how far ahead you have come with your target. So the winners are always systematic, innovative, and practical for this next 2 years, and people who think like that will win. And the losers ones are the one where they don't want to stop thinking the old way, where they think, where they just wish that everything comes back to the same way it was. Basically, people who live in the past. Basically, people who embrace history not in a very objective way or very informative or learning process, but in a way that is part of them, and they want to carry it all the way along to the eternity of their life. So for me, my point being is, if you are thinking in the old way, which might be valuable because there's, I believe, a lot of valuable information, but thinking in old way is if you think that the old way is the only way, is a wrong thinking process, because we do not have the opportunity or the capacity to really analyze the life, that how life would be lived in internet, you know. It's the first generation of humanity who is doing it, and we have no idea what kind of chaos and order it is going to bring, and what kind of transformation it is going to bring. And it's already transforming a lot of industries, but which are those industries which are actually really moving forward? And if you actually see, the biggest companies right now in the world are the all tech companies, like Amazon, like Facebook, like Google. So if you can't see that the most valued company are the tech companies, then you can't see that the future that is coming forward is going to revolve around that. So when you think in an old way, try to not stop yourself, but try to also say that that is the old way. Let me think the new way. What is the new way of thinking? And questioning yourself all the time when you're having this old conversation with anybody, with your friend, with yourself, or with your family, you can come up with things that, which is pretty obvious, but, you know, nobody says that at that point. And that's, I think that's what makes the difference. To see things when nobody else is saying, to see things when nobody else is seeing. And the other type of loser is the loser who is going to play the blame game. You know, is going to play the blame the government, blame the family, blame the business, blame the processes, blame the community, blame the competitor, blame the international, you know, like China, or blame anybody who they can just blame out of their own willingness, is going to lose big time, because all they're going to do for a year or two or three, waste it by just blaming it. And that, my friend, is going to be an advantage for people who are thinking systematic, innovative, and practical, because those people can easily move forward regardless of what industry they are, because this blame game might be coming from top of the people, and they might not be able to really see things in a way that you're able to see. And for people who are have a lot of resources and power, and, you know, they might be having difficult times to really get things together than to put everything on a small room. It's not going to be easy for them, but for you as an individual or for you as a small team, you can genuinely do that. You can come to a room, sleep in the room for next month or so, and then come up with something really amazing which nobody thought you could be able to come. So my point being, people who have old way of thinking, people who are blaming people. The third one is the kind of people who try to stop anybody to progress. People who try to be very skeptical and negative about things, and are the people who are not going to win at all, because there's nothing more negative you can do or get in pandemic. Because I think this is one of the worst situation for us in our lifetime that we are going to face, that we have to go through this kind of processes. So I guess for you to able to see yourself, that where you have come and what you have done has a direct relationship between what kind of responsibilities or opportunities you are getting, and the kind of environment or the kind of living standard that you're living has a direct proportional to what you thought and how you acted on it. So for you to really understand that the winner is systematic, innovative, and practical. The losers, who is, you know, old way of thinking, blaming others, and being very skeptical and negative about the reality, are always not in pandemic, but in pandemic, it's just going to be so obvious on who is going to win and who is not. And it's all about the mental game. And that is why I have been trying to talk about it so much through mindfulness, through much, you know, like on how your thinking process is so much important above anything else what you do. It really doesn't matter, because once you master this becomes really, really easy to master a lot of things in your life and build a lot of things that you and nobody else thought that you could. So you got my today's idea, right? So for me, I would say that go ahead and don't be afraid to, you know, experiment and try and build new things, because this is the time. This is the time where you take the risk, because the nature itself is taking the risk. Humanity is taking the risk. So you individually taking the risk would not really matter. Sorry. So I will end by actually giving you, so I can talk about all this, and then you might be coming to say me, okay, Robin, I get the idea, like how I need to think, but how do I make the money? Because at the end, everything that stops me is the money. And I can understand that, because I think that'll be a huge problem for a lot of people on how they think they can make the money in pandemic or post-pandemic. But for me, I believe that we have a very simple game that anybody can play from anywhere in the world. And I think they can genuinely win. So for me, I would like to introduce that trick or tip I was talking about. Is an online business, as simple as that. So you create an online business, meaning that you create a website, you create your Facebook, Instagram, your TikTok, or your LinkedIn, and then you provide either a product, either a service, or you provide attention. So there are three ways that you can make money online, basically. And those three ways are either you sell a product, you provide a service, or you, you know, get attention of people. in online. So how do you do, like, product selling, for example, is like selling products in Amazon or Flipkart or Snapdeal or different online platforms that you have in your country or your community, where they allow you to sell your products, they take certain percent of commission, and then you are able to move forward by selling it. So what is going to happen is that because of this pandemic and social distancing, there's going to be a huge influx of people trying to buy the products, whatever they can, and online. And for you to be able to kind of provide that, you know, particular product or whatever they need at that point of time, like, I would say right now it's a pretty good time for you to sell sanitizer online, because there's a huge demand. So you can just, you know, take some consignment from wholesale, go online, click some pictures, put it online, and then try to see if you can get some orders. So for me, I believe that selling product online is going to be one of the most game-changing for a lot of people who wants to be entrepreneur and, you know, who don't want to do the job. They never thought they would be out of the job. Now they are, so that they can take the risk to do that without any fear and without any being afraid of failure, because it takes very minimum amount of like investment. So for you to build a products industry, I will talk about it more in the later podcast, but you will be able to kind of win in pandemic if you're trying to see the product selling online and trying to see that how you can build it. So the second one is the service. How do you build a service? Anything. It could be a service of writing. Like, you can go and look the website like Upwork.com, which helps people to find certain expertise that they required. And if you have an expertise, you can put yourself out there and see if people are willing to find you and, you know, pay you for what you are worth. So that could be one of the services that you provide. And the other could be, you know, there are so many types of services of, you know, putting your community ranking together, providing a service of finding the right people to the right clients, connecting them, providing a service of online classes, providing a service of some cleaning thing that you could do to other people's homes. So anything that you think might be related to an online service or an offline service, but you're able to kind of, you know, package it really well and present it out there in the world, you might be able to build your business. So the third and the most important part is the attention. You can build a product, you can build a service, but until and unless you get an attention, you are not able to really capitalize it the way it should be capitalized. So for me, the most important trick for you would be to create content that revolves around the ecosystem of that particular product or services. When you do that, you're able to kind of, you know, grasp a lot of people attention and provide them some value. And in exchange, because you provided them with some value, they will be coming back and buying your service or buying your product. And I think that real influencing, because you're providing them some value and you have a product that you want to sell, but you're not selling it very obviously like they used to sell in TV. I think that would be a game-changing thing for you. So you are selling maybe like shoes. Go make a YouTube or a TikTok about shoes and talk about shoes all day, all long. And then, like, looking at your passion and looking at your dedication of shoes, people would be coming to your website and willing to pay the amount that you are trying to charge them. So the more valuable you become in the community is by getting attention. And once you do that, you're able to kind of, you know, build authority over other people and try to, you know, overtake a lot of their market shares very easily. And that creates a loop, a very loophole. It creates a big loop that we call it like flywheel, where it just, you know, you do one thing and then keeps increasing and increasing and increasing, where you become a really, really big, you know, celebrity online, which then will eventually easily get you a lot of attention and a lot of product and services that you want to sell very, very easily. And then you'll have like loyal fans, which I would say like having just 1,000 loyal fans would just create an enormous amount of wealth in your life. So for you to really be able to kind of, you know, see all these aspects and try to work around it would be a very key factor to win in this pandemic. So my conclusion is the combination of the skills and the way you get the attention of the people would be the key and the trick for you to win in this pandemic, which is going to be online, which is, might be a new game or old game or a game that you've been doing, but it's going to, like, it's just doubling down. And the faster you double down, the faster you start to research, the faster you build, you know, mindset towards working towards it, is the faster you're going to get results. And there will be people who are right now thinking about, okay, you know, things are just going to be the way it is. But once you start doing things that you could do, you'll be able to get to things that you never thought you are able to actually get. So my point being at the end of this, you know, podcast is for you to really win in this pandemic, you have to win your own mindset. And when you do that, you'll be able to see endless possibilities of things that you could do and build in your community or in your country that nobody else is seeing. And that, my friend, is the key. And for you to able to work towards it will be a game changing. And I would love to see that. And if anybody have any questions, they can reach me. They can reach out to me in my Instagram, Robin_SoulSeeker. And you can send me a text and I would reply to you if you have any question towards it. Because I genuinely want to help anybody around the world who wants to do something around it and they have no idea how they can do it, giving them a proper framework and helping them with this genuine mindset building session where we would help you to build the mind session and then we work towards on what you actually want to do and how you should be doing and seeing the possibilities. And if you can actually make something out of it, why not? Like, and it's all for free. So you can talk to me because you are part of this journey and you're in the first, you know, the first phase, because this is not going to stop. It is going to be turned into a revolution. And you being, you know, the first wave of this revolution, I would love to help anybody who wants to genuinely build themselves into something and create value in their community. So saying that much, I would like to end this podcast today. And if you have any question, you can reach me out. Thank you so much. I love you so much. And I really hope you really get some idea and something out of it which can be valuable and implemented in your life. So good luck. Keep dreaming. Keep seeking. Thank you so much.